Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
2-2, swing and a miss. Diaz down on strikes. Fifth strikeout for Skeens tonight. And a 2-2, swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Skeens. His sixth pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. 99 on the inner edge. Three in a row. Struck out by Skeens. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Four strikeouts in a row by Skeens.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. For Paul Skeens, that is his ninth strikeout, two down in the eighth.
Here's a 1-2, swing and a miss, he struck him out. 200 strikeouts in the career of Paul Skeens, comes in start number 28.
Yes, the phenom that is Paul Skeens won the NL Cy Young Award last night unanimously. And quite obviously, and he quite obviously earned it, Bob. He was phenomenal, and that's what he's been. And his 1.96 career ERA through 55 starts, I believe, is the lowest of the live ball era, or since Ron Cook started covering baseball. It's the lowest in ever, really, because that's really when baseball began for me, is the live ball era. So he went on last night on a Zoom call with reporters, and Bob, he just opened up, was very expansive in his answers, very interesting in his answers. And we're going to get to a point in this where Stephen Nesbitt of The Athletic asks about a Randy Miller report at NJ.com that a teammate of Skeens basically said, he wants to play for the Yankees. I've heard him say it multiple times, this alleged teammate said. And that Skeens has, quote, no confidence the Pirates are ever going to win with him in Pittsburgh and would like a trade, quote, well before he can become a free agent after the 29 season. Skeens was asked about that. You're going to hear about that in this conference call coming up. But what's your initial take just on that part of it, Bob?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he just loosely throws around that he wants to play with a team like that, knowing what they spend, knowing how much he can make. I think that's almost human nature. And the fact that he doesn't believe the Pirates would do enough to get his team there, I can understand that because history suggests he's right. But I'm not going to think that Paul Skeens is going to be one of these guys who's going to go in and demand a trade. He doesn't strike me as that. He strikes me as someone who's here. He knows he's going to be here. He may want at some point to be at another team, and he's going to get his wish at some point because they'll probably trade him before he ever gets to 2029.
You might be right about that, but he also strikes me as a guy that when he's part of a group, part of an organization, if he feels like there's somebody there not pulling their weight, he's going to become very unhappy. And there's somebody here who hasn't been pulling their weight, and that's the owner of
right.
the team. So I wouldn't be surprised if at some point, because a season in baseball is a lifetime. So one or two more of these, I could see that happening. But Bob, let's listen to Skeens' answer when he got asked about the report.
Paul, I don't know how good you are at ignoring the noise. There was a report today that you have told teammates that you want to play for the Yankees and that you're hopeful for a trade long before free agency. I just want to give you an opportunity to say if you wanted to address that at all.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I got shown the tweet and didn't really think anything of it, and I got some texts about it. You know, I'm on the Pirates. My goal is to win with the Pirates. I love the city of Pittsburgh. The fans are hungry to have a winner in Pittsburgh, and I want to be a part of the group that did that. I think about it the same way that
we'll get to the rest of the answer. He didn't take that opportunity to crush any of the ideas in that story and to say there's nothing there that's true, did he, Bob?
No, he said that I saw it and I want to be in Pittsburgh. That's all I took from that. So you can read into that anything you want to read into. He did not say no.
He didn't say that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. I never said, told a teammate
right,
that.
He could have said that. But I also believe what he says. I know he does like it here. He goes to a lot of places.
For sure he loves it here, and he loves the fans.
But I also think that, again, I'm just going to think from how he handles business, he's not going to be going in there and demanding anything. He's going to demand and I'm sure he's talked to those guys, whether it's Charrington, Nutting, or both, and say, look, we have something special. It's up to you guys to go and support it. He can say that behind closed doors. I don't think he'll come up and just go out and spout that in public. Now, do you believe he talked to teammates about being some? I'm sure he does. A lot of guys do. Oh man, what it'd be like to be on the Dodgers?
Well, the important thing here is he was presented with a platter saying, what did you think of the story? And he could have said, like I said, he could have said, no, that's just simply categorically untrue.
Would you have believed that then?
Believed what?
That he meant that?
Yes.
True? Okay.
Yes. I think he's an honest man,
right,
which is probably why he didn't squash it.
Okay, do you believe what he said about Pittsburgh and he wants to be here for...
Absolutely.
Okay, well...
What did he say about Pittsburgh? That he loves it and that he's a Pirate
hungry,
right
and
now.
And a hungry fan
and
base.
And that he's hungry. All that's true, yeah. What he didn't say is, yeah, I definitely want to be here, not only through this contract, but beyond, anything like that.
Why would you put that out there if you're him?
Well, right, but...
I wouldn't do that either. He has money.
Right. There was nothing in the report that he said was untrue, correct?
Nothing in the report. I don't know. I don't know if he talked to guys who, you know, do we have names of guys? Can we ask those guys? I don't know. Again, I think most guys, when they're sitting around talking
this.
With their buddy, or
let's
says,
simplify
you know,
this.
What would it be like to play with the Yankees, man? I'd love to be able to. I'm sure people talk about that all the time.
Let's simplify it. The report said that Skeens told a teammate he wanted to get out of Pittsburgh well before 2029 and wants to play for the Yankees. Skeens was presented with the opportunity to respond to that and did not say anything about, no, that's absolutely not true.
Then I would have followed up and said, okay, just what you said. Paul, you've said that. I think we understand you like it here and want to do well here. But did you ever say to someone, I would have followed up with that.
And by the way, I don't blame him at all if that's how he views this situation, nor do I doubt his love of Pittsburgh or anything else. It was just interesting to me that he hardly squashed it. Let's hear the rest of it.
I was at the Air Force Academy. We had never been to a conference championship, and then my sophomore year we ended up winning the conference. We had never finished top four in the conference before that. Pittsburgh is, you know, in the way that fans see us outside of Pittsburgh is not supposed to win. There are 29 fan bases that expect us to lose, and I want to be a part of the group. I want to be a part of the 26 guys that change that. So I don't know where that came from. The goal is to win. I don't know the reporter that reported it. I don't know the player who supposedly said that, but the goal is to win, and the goal is to win in Pittsburgh.
Bob?
And I believe him on that. I think he wants, he's kind of put together that way. He wants to be that guy, and he knows he is that guy. He's a confident enough, but he also knows in order to get him to the games that he wants to pitch in, he needs help, and he needs help from Bob Nutting specifically. And when you hear these reports about we're going to up the payroll, but it's really not going to be. He doesn't want to hear that, and I don't blame him if he gets mad about that. He has every right to go in and say, hey, are you serious about this or not?
Yeah.
All these fan bases think this way of you guys. You should be offended by that. I'm here to try to change it. I can't do it without your help. And that's what I would tell them directly. Do I think he's going to go in and say, get me out of here? No, I don't. Because he knows realistically, Joe, even though he's a free agent after 2029, the Pirates will never take it up to that. They'll get something for him before then. So to me, he's operating under this year and next year, 26 and 27. And that's when the Pirates...
Yeah, and what if they lose and lose and lose, and then the third year comes around and they don't trade him and he's still losing?
Well, I mean, things can change. As you say, there's more evidence. I think he's in a boat right now that he wants to see them do more than they've ever done to try to help them win. And that's where he is.
Yeah. So no, I hear you. For me, what's important here with that whole conversation, the story and his response, isn't whether Skeens privately harbors like a desire to flee the Pirates. Who wouldn't, right? And play for a team like the Yankees. Who wouldn't?
Mm-hmm.
It's more about an economic system in baseball where a team like the Pirates can't pay a guy $500 million.
They choose not to.
Bob, they can't pay a guy $500 million.
Over the course
There's
of
no
how many
small
years?
Market team that can do that. And on top of that, it's about Bob Nutting's just this franchise and his unwillingness to pay guys way less than that, which just rain on everything, including this Cy Young Award. He wins this thing, and the story comes out right before it. And like we've said many times, Bob, it's the blessing and the curse of having Paul Skeens. The blessing is he's awesome. He's a great person. Seemingly, he's obviously a great pitcher. We're lucky to have him. That's the blessing. The curse is that instead of toiling in anonymity, instead of practicing their lines and fumbling their dance moves in the basement somewhere, the Pirates are now live on Broadway for everybody to see them doing that. They have become a story, a huge story in baseball, because Skeens is on their team, and that shines a glaring, blinding light on everything they do, and it ain't pretty. That's the curse. It's a blessing,
and they should want to change it.
Well, I can want to change everything.
They haven't done it in 2 years. Okay.
2 years. They haven't done it in 30 years.
Well, I'm talking about under Skeens. So what I'm saying to you is, you say it's on them in a system that has no boundaries. You can do whatever you want. Spend a little, spend a lot, spend whatever you want. They're choosing year in and year out not to spend enough.
I agree.
So I hope that system changes. That's another topic down the road. But you're telling me they can't afford...
Well, wait a second. You just said two different things.
It may change after 2026 season when they have a work stoppage.
Right, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
And if you're a fan of baseball in these sort of markets, then you'd want that to change, and you want it to be radical. And I don't care if I miss time and not see baseball. They should have that mindset. Anyway, you're telling me you can't afford... What, their payroll was in the 80s, right? Let's say you brought in a $50 million a year player. Just one, okay, and add him to what they have. That's 130 million. You don't think they can operate under 130 million budget?
Maybe, yeah.
So if you give a 10-year, $500 million player, you can't fit that in? That's why I say choose. You can choose to do it.
I don't.
Your payroll is still well below what anyone else pays. Why wouldn't you do that if you felt you had something that special?
I think that's completely unrealistic that a team in this market size is going to spend $500 million on a player.
I'm saying,
Bob Nutting is very rich. He's probably a multi-billionaire, right? You're saying half a billion on one player?
For 10 years, it's 50
million
a year.
Would Oakland do it? Would Tampa do it? Could they do it?
Could they do it? Sure, they could do it.
The Pirates could spend more and should spend more.
All right.
If we're going to sit here and say they should spend half a billion on one player.
Padres have spent all sorts of money on players, too.
All right, then it's not the system then.
They chose.
Then you're saying more vociferously than anybody in this town ever has, forget the system. This is 100% on the Pirates.
I want the system.
If they can afford a $500 million player, it's not on the system.
To make it so that they don't have a choice, that they have to spend. That's what I want the system to do.
Well, why? It's their choice. Why should they be forced? Why should they be forced into it?
Because you have to reinvest in your product. That's what this system does.
If they can afford Paul Skeens at $500 million, then the system's fine. If it's only a matter of choice, nothing's wrong.
Do you think they could afford adding a $50 million payroll to the current play world they have?
A $50 million player.
1 year player for $50 million to take it to 130.
Yeah, but who's going to be around him?
Okay.
Well, what team in history has had a $130 million payroll with $50 million in one guy?
Maybe the one guy will make a difference. If that one guy is a 45 to 50 home run hitter, it doesn't even have to be that. I'm talking about in free agency this year, you have Eugenio Suarez, who's a third baseman. The Pirates have no third baseman right now.
Well, now,
right?
now we're talking.
Now you can go out and get something.
For an $18 million
do it.
Yeah, that's a different conversation than a $500 million
player. My point is it's still a choice. You can make choices. It doesn't have to
yes,
be 1 year.
Yes, of course.
How about two Eugenio Suarez bats?
Yes, yes.
Then do it.
Yes, yes.
That's
We've been
what
saying,
I'm saying
that for a million years.
And that's why
I'm the one who never says that Major League Baseball's economic system is an excuse for them. But it's also a fact that it's blatantly and ridiculously unfair when you have a market like the Dodgers and their local television, everything they rake in.
I agree.
In,
I've been yelling that for 20 years. What I'm saying, though, if they vote on this system, Joe, these so-called small market teams are okay with it.
I know.
And why? Because they pocket the money. They don't reinvest it into their project. Many of them do. You got to put it into your system. Put it into your payroll.
100%.
It should be
written.
And
I've said it 100 times. Yes, to all of that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
So that's what.
And I still don't think markets like Pittsburgh and Oakland and Tampa, the smallest television markets, the smallest economic bases in the league, are going to go out and realistically spend, or could even, $500 million on a baseball player. That to me, that's ridiculous.
How much is Paul Skeens going to be worth?
That.
Okay.
At least that.
Yeah, probably more than that. Although he doesn't do what Ohtani does, so it won't get to that level. But when you look at pitchers like Gerrit Cole, $350 million, whatever, you're going to be up above that, yes, in that range. I think if you want somebody like that, if you think you can have an ace like that who can set your starting rotation up, I think it would make more money for you in the long run. I think your investment in him
they
makes
already
money.
Have him. How would it make you more money in the long run? They already have him.
I'm talking about if you win.
Well, but you're not going to be able to build a roster.
Sure you could. Just spend more.
Bob, you just said add a $50 million guy to this roster. This roster stinks.
My point is adding $50 million to the payroll. However you do it, you do it. But I'm saying operating at $85 million is going to be very difficult. If you can up that while he's here. And that's the thing. He's like a rookie quarterback who's on a first-year contract.
Yes.
You could have and should have done it. You missed 2 years of this now.
Yes.
So now you have 2 more years potentially. And if it goes well, maybe he would embrace sticking around for another year.
Do you have
whatever.
Any confidence that they'll get this right?
No, I don't. But the frustration is they don't even try. That's my frustration.
Mine, and everyone else's.
Everyone is conditioned to say they won't ever do it. But okay, good. You've been told that a million times. You've been showed that a million times. It's time for them to turn this around and spend and try. And if you don't, if it doesn't work because you misallocated your money, haven't you done that already?
Yes, you're preaching to the choir on that one. I've spent an entire freaking career writing about Bob Dunning and how he should spend more. But that's different than a half-billion-dollar player.
Now, well... Okay.
So get the payroll.
$50 million or $130 million. That's what I'm saying. However you do it, at least you'll be in the Milwaukee range.
While he's here,
right.
They need to get it done.
And you may fail. You may not get the right people. But at least you're going to give yourself a chance with a proven person, somebody who's had a resume that is worthy of that money, who could help a pitching staff that I think will be as talented as any pitching staff in baseball, starters.
Limits, would you like to weigh in on all this?
Yeah, I think that you guys are both right in many different respects, but I side with you, Joe. Like, there is a way in so many other sports for teams to be able to keep their stars. And if this was the Steelers, if this was the Penguins, we would not be having any of these discussions because they have the system, because it's so utterly stupid.
Why do they have that system? Because people like Dan Rooney a long time ago convinced the powers that be, him being one of them, really, that the way to survive across the country with all
not
markets
just survive,
having a chance
but thrive.
was to share money and not let anybody spend more than anybody else.
Which makes sense.
That's called a salary cap. And by the way, how could the players not want this? The best pitcher in baseball is going to make less than $1 million next season. But the players are all like, oh my God, a salary cap, that'd be crazy. Meanwhile, they're tied to these teams for 6 years. They don't even get to be a free agent until their seventh year, or maybe their sixth.
That is completely
in
bad.
Some cases.
The Players Association should want change.
And that could be a
that would be the bargaining chip I would throw. I say, okay, you want all this? Fine. But my guys, after 3 years, total free agents.
Paul Skeens is going to make less than $1 million next season.
He's going to be less than Eli Holstein, who won't even play.
You're right. Less than Eli Holstein.
That is correct.
Think about that. And yet the players are like, oh, you're not changing this.
No, you know why? Because the top end players like it. The guys like Ohtani love it.
Exactly.
All those guys. But if you factor it down, the average salary on generally 80% of those players is not all that much. But the way to change that is to make a system that's equitable for everyone.
Because even in that case, like if you approach Skeens in, let's say, year three or year four, hey, Paul, we want to sign you to a big deal, and you're getting the revenue-sharing money that Los Angeles and other teams are giving you with a salary cap and a salary floor, there's a realistic chance of that happening. I mean, that's what saved the Penguins.
You're not getting us to sign up for a salary cap. Well, why don't you take a look at some of the systems in other leagues?
It has to be for the good
leagues.
Of the game. It has to be for the good. The commissioner here, I think, is starting to change his tune, by the way. He wants that. For the good of the game. It's tried and proven in the NFL, in the NHL. NBA is a little different, but it still operates with limitations at certain points. You have to have it in order to survive and thrive as a league. Competitive balance is awesome. That's what. And yet I know people are going to bark back and say, well, look at these teams that are competitive. I'm talking about every year having a chance, a legitimate chance, not just 1 year out of 10 where everything works in your favor and you get it.
And we've been told that the owner is going to be a champion for small markets. We're really going to find out if that is the case.
Well, I hope he is.
One thing that I thought was really fascinating, we haven't gotten to the clip yet, is what Skeens had to say overall about the organization and winning.
Let's hear it.
And part of this is he said talk is cheap.
Hey, Paul, Scott Moore, Bucko Banner. What does it mean to you to do this in Pittsburgh and to ultimately help bring winning baseball back to the city and the fan base?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we need to do. That needs to be the focus every day in the locker room. I think that, you know, over the past 2 years, it's funny because you show up at the beginning of spring training and everybody's motivated and happy and hopeful. That's the feeling that I've had over the past couple of years. And then as the season gets on, the newness wears off and, you know, you get into the grind of June, July, August, and, you know, your why changes, the reason that you show up to the ballpark changes, what you're trying to accomplish every day changes. The focus needs to be, you know, winning a World Series in Pittsburgh. We haven't done it since 1979. That's, you know, 46 years, I think. It's not the longest drought in Major League Baseball, but that's something that, you know, we're working to change from within the clubhouse. I know the organization's doing the same thing. So that's why I'm, you know, throwing and lifting and doing all that right now. That's the goal. I have the Cy Young now. What else do I have to accomplish in this game? You know, World Series championship. So we just got to get everybody pushing in the same direction. I think it's going to be better next year, but, you know, talk is cheap. We have to show up and do it. So I have confidence that we're going to and that we're going to get better. But there's a long way to go, and I'm excited for the challenge.
I love that answer. That's as honest as you can be without, you know, saying what maybe down deep you're trying to get out.
Right.
It is.
Yeah, man, he was.
And I like that
really
comment. I have a Cy Young. What else do I need now? What he wants is a ring. Put pressure on Bob Nutting as much as you can. All those guys should. Hey, what are we doing?
Yeah, I don't think that'll matter. Do you?
Well, if it doesn't matter, then he needs
to. You think that'll work?
It should. If you're a competitive person, right? Don't you want to win?
Bob, how long have you been here? You think somebody saying out loud we need to be rowing in the same
not
direction
just somebody,
or McCutcheon
guy,
calling him out
somebody.
Last year?
But I'm talking about a guy who now is a Cy Young and is going to be a generational player you may never have again.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Okay.
That's not going to sway Bob Nutting. I can't believe you would even think for 1 second that it would.
Well, I don't know what else to say other than we're due for a break.
We're due for Jeff.
Are.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.